at a ceremony celebrating the final board being nailed to the boardwalk in the shore town of Lavalette, we told Governor Christie WNYC has documented several mistakes New Jersey Transit made getting ready for Sandy, and we asked the governor whether he'd done enough to prepare state agencies for severe storms brought on by climate change.
Well, first of all, I don't agree with the premise of your question because I don't think that there's been any proof thus far that Sandy was caused by climate change.
We didn't say Sandy was caused by climate change.
I would absolutely expect that that's exactly what WNYC would say because, you know, liberal public radio always has an agenda. Since I disagree with the premise of your question, I don't feel like I have to answer the rest of it.
Climate scientists agree with Christie. No one storm is caused by climate change.
When we get an extraordinary event like Sandy, or we get a strong heat wave or a heavy rain event, there is really no way to associate that with a single cause.
Anthony Broccoli is a professor of atmospheric science at Rutgers University. He says many things have to come into play in order to get a storm like Sandy.
But we do know that sea level rise is increasing the impact of those storms. So in that sense, climate change contributed to the impacts of Sandy. We can say that for sure.
Scientists say increasingly intense storms are already resulting from climate change. And Broccoli says there's a consensus among climate scientists around the world that state agencies should prepare for the impacts of climate change. There are two things going on along the Jersey coast. Sea levels are rising, and the land is also slowly sinking.
Much of that sinking process is natural, but the water level rise is primarily as a result of climate change. And most of that warming is associated with human activities.
More than half, he says. Back in 2010, Governor Christie announced at a town hall in Toms River that he was skeptical climate change is the result of human activity. Then in 2011, he met with scientists for a lesson in global warming, and he came out saying it was time to defer to the experts. He said climate change is real and that human activity plays a role in these changes. The same year, he split from New Jersey's neighbors by pulling out of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. It's an agreement between 9 states from Maine to Maryland to reduce emissions. Vicky Arroyo is with the Georgetown Climate Center in Washington. She says 19 states have laws on the books to adapt to climate change.
Many of the states have governor executive orders in place to promote an adaptation planning process. Some states have legislation.
In Alaska, back when Sarah Palin was governor, she had a climate adaptation task force. When Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor of California, he launched an executive order.
And then some states, like New Jersey, I would say it's more of a bottom-up process that we see.
There's a coalition of climate scientists, environmental groups, and state utility chiefs who meet to discuss how climate change will affect the future. Michael Greenberg is a climate scientist who's a member of the group. He says it can be hard to convince taxpayers to pay for planning. Take mass transit. Greenberg says the public wants to see new rail cars or brightened up train stations.
If you start relocating, changing infrastructure, and nothing happens, people are going to say, look, you wasted all this money that we could have new cars with. So it's not an easy decision for them to make. But I think we've now reached the point in which they're going to have to start making those kinds of decisions.
He did a public opinion poll after Sandy and found 80% of New Jersey residents now believe in climate change. It's not entirely clear whether the governor is one of them. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.